This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Chinese military on Sunday condemned the United States and Canada for each sending a warship through the Taiwan Strait last week, saying they were threatening peace and stability in the region. The U.S. military said its missile destroyer, USS Dewey, along with Canada's ship, sailed through the narrow waterway that separates Taiwan from its giant neighbor China on Thursday and Friday. China's army says its forces monitored the ships and, quote, stood guard throughout their passage, warning the United States and Canada colluded, it says, to provoke and stir up trouble, seriously jeopardizing peace and stability of the Taiwan Strait. China claims democratically ruled Taiwan as its own territory and has mounted repeated Air Force missions into Taiwan's air defense identification zone over the past year, provoking anger in Taipei. China sent around 150 aircraft into the zone over a four-day period beginning earlier this month in a further heightening of tension between Beijing and Taipei that has sparked concern internationally. Japan's new prime minister on Sunday said the planned mass disposal of wastewater stored at the tsunami-wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant cannot be delayed, despite concern from local residents. Speaking at his first visit to the facility since taking office, Fumio Kishida said his government would work to assure residents nearby the plant about the technical safety of the wastewater disposal project. The Fukushima plant suffered a triple meltdown in 2011 following a massive earthquake and tsunami. The government and the plant's operator announced plans in April to start releasing water in the spring of 2023. This is VOA News. Pope Francis on Sunday decried recent deadly attacks in Norway, Afghanistan, and Britain, expressing closeness to the families of victims and calling violence a, quote, defeat for everyone. In Norway, a bow and arrow attack claimed five lives and left three persons wounded. In southern Afghanistan, a suicide bombing at a mosque killed 47 people and wounded scores more. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. And a British lawmaker who was meeting at a church with some of his constituents was fatally stabbed, and police are investigating the slaying as a terrorist act. Francis said, quote, I implore you, please, to abandon the path of violence, which is always a losing one, is a defeat for all, adding, quote, let's remember that violence generates violence. Iran is to resume nuclear negotiations with world powers on October 21st that were suspended in June, an Iranian lawmaker said Sunday after a meeting with the country's foreign minister. The lawmaker said talks, quote, talks with the 4+1 group will restart on Thursday in Brussels. According to the ultra-conservative news agency Fars, after a closed-door session with the foreign minister, the lawmaker referring to the four UN Security Council permanent members, Britain, China, France, and Russia, along with Germany, Iran and these five nations opened talks in Vienna in April, with the European Union also attending, while the United States has taken part in indirect negotiations. The Vienna talks aimed at reviving the 2015 nuclear deal were suspended in June, when Iran elected ultra-conservative Ibrahim Raisi as president. Hundreds of pro-military Sudanese protesters rallied for a second day Sunday, aggravating what Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok called the, quote, worst and most dangerous crisis of the country's precarious transition. The protesters are demanding the dissolution of Sudan's post-dictatorship interim government, saying it's failed them politically and economically. It comes as Sudanese politics reels from divisions among the factions steering the rocky transition from three decades of the rule of Omar al-Bashir. Poverty-stricken Sudan has undergone dramatic changes since the ouster of Bashir, who was wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity in Darfur, where a conflict that began in 2003 killed 300,000 people. The United States removed Sudan from its state sponsors of terrorism blacklist in December 2020, eliminating a major hurdle to much-needed aid and investment. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.